So is the stay-at-home mum better for children? Only 1 in 10 women now stay at home to bring up children. It's about roughly a bit less than 1 in 100 blokes. You've been giving your calls, calling us this morning rather, 01254 583 583. Great to get your experience. As Sarah was saying before the 1:30 news, you know, she feels guilty now. And those early years are precious. Let's talk about the early years. And maybe also from a bit of a scientific point of view, in that we're going to talk to Dr. Amanda Gummer. She's a child psychologist from the childhood organisation Fundamentally Children. And she joins us now. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
So, does a child psychologically, as it were, from a scientific point of view, do they need a parent at home?
How to make parents feel guilty? No,
it's
they
just
don't.
A question.
Yeah, no, there is evidence to say that certainly in the first 18 months of life, possibly up to 2, that children need to be forming, for their future emotional and mental health, they need to be forming very strong, secure attachment to a primary carer or two. So that is really important, but that doesn't mean that you have to have a stay-at-home mum. I think there is a bit, people make that jump. And it doesn't mean that there aren't ways of working. Stay-at-home dads, like you just said, absolutely fine. But it needs to be a constant... Kids need to feel secure. When they feel secure, they're then more able to be adventurous and you have less problems with things like settling into school or whatever as they get older. It's the first couple of years that are really critical in terms of forming that emotions. And what happens in a baby's brain, sort of from, you know, from conception through to the first 2 years, is amazing,
yeah.
And it's really important. So without wanting to demonise parents who do go back to work, what they need to be aware of is the impact that it's having on their kids and making sure that there is somebody with whom the child can form, you know, a very strong, secure attachment.
And what does the research say after that? I mean, once you've gone past that sort of bonding the first couple of years and you're looking at, you know, wanting your child to socialise, etc.,
yeah.
Is that what the science says? Should
yeah.
we be doing that?
There is research to show that from about 2.5, children really benefit from the peer-to-peer interaction that things like nursery settings and preschools and playgroups give them. And actually, it's not healthy for parents to helicopter hover over their kids all the time. They do need to let go, and kids do need to, you know, start forming relationships outside of the sort of family. So, yes, nursery and school and everything can be really powerful and really good for them in that sense. It's just about making sure that, you know, your attachment and your communication, your relationship with your children is as strong as it can be.
Mm.
But that doesn't mean you have to be available to them 24/7.
What do you think of the phrase economically inactive with regard to a parent staying at home with the children?
I think parents get such a rough time, whether it's one staying at home, whether it's part-time working, whether it's full-time working. Everybody has got an opinion and you know, is very happy to sling mud and make their judgments known. I think parents need to do what they feel is right for their family. And, you know, I know a lot of cases where the father, for example, or the mother is working very long hours, is very committed to a career, and the way that that family works is for the other parent to be at home,
yeah.
running the home, sorting out the kids, in a way that just would not be possible if they were both working full-time.
Yeah.
You know, and then you've got people who are both working full-time who end up with a nanny to kind of fill that role and make sure that there's some consistency. There are lots of different ways of doing it. And I think on your help desk, you've got a link to our website, which has got all the pros and cons and what to look for when you're choosing different childcare options. But it's just about making sure that you understand the child development behind it and make choices that are right for you, because, you know, not everybody has the luxury of being able to have one parent staying at home.
Not
every parent would want to, because, yeah. you know, what's more important for the kids is that you've got a happy, healthy, fulfilled parent role model that can, you know, respond appropriately to your needs.
Yeah, lovely. Listen, thanks very much for talking to us.
No problem.
There you go. And Amanda's website, or the organisation that Amanda works for, is Fundamentally Children. And if you want to get hold of them, you can either find it on a search engine, Google it if you like, or you can call 0345 305 9000. Thank you to Dr. Amanda Gummer. She's a child psychologist from Fundamentally Children. And on the text, Joey...